T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Good morning, everyone. It's a crazy morning over here.
It is National Chocolate Day.
October 28th, National Chocolate Day.
I love chocolate.
It's chocolate. I love chocolate.
Chocolate. I smell chocolate.
Today to celebrate all things chocolate.
I have some chocolate.
Chocolate.
And you know, I love that.
Not as much as I love chocolate.
It's showtime.
You know, chocolate and pizza, probably two of the most universally loved foods in the world.
Absolutely.
And if someone said to you right now, you can have anything chocolate that you want, what's your favorite chocolate thing of all time?
Oh, don't ask me that. I don't know. Chocolate anything.
Yeah, I like milk chocolate. I like dark chocolate. I like chocolate with peanut butter. I don't care for chocolate with raspberries. You know, people think that's so great. I do not care for that.
Yeah,
okay. Not that I would turn away if somebody put it in front of me. But today is a day to celebrate chocolate. It is also National First Responders Day today.
All right.
So hats off to all you first responders. It is also very foggy this morning. I don't know if you've been out yet or not, but there is actual advisory out on the fog. Even in the city, it's bad. Poor visibility, and again, if you are traveling today, if you're planning on getting the interstate, maybe you're going to hit 77 north, it's going to be bad. Leave early.
Ever since I met your girl, you've been on my brain. Well, I'm one of them boys, trade his whole world, for one of them girls. One of them girls.
Lee Bryce on the Wolf. Can I just tell you what a nice, pleasant person he is?
Ooh, that makes me so happy to hear because he is fine.
I was talking to him on the phone the other day, and he was telling the story about one Christmas where he was able to play a song on a guitar he got for Christmas for his grandpa. It was a great story. And, so, yeah, Lee Bryce. A prince! A prince he is, Annie.
He is a prince.
Odds at the end's time. Dodgers won the World Series last night, 3-1. 3-1. 9 innings. Are you kidding me?
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, my gosh. First wave. Put me to sleep. Put on a baseball game. I don't care if it is the World Series or the potential last game of the World Series. Terrible. First responder day today. Salute to all you first responders out there. Election night survival kit. There is such a thing, and it's sold out. Marketing Dive says that Babe Wine has sold out of their election night survival kit. The kit costs $30 and includes a stress ball, a box of Kleenex, a pillow with the words "Scream Here" on it, bottles of red wine, and a 4-pack of Babe Rosé. Babe Wine says they may be able to restock their kits by this Thursday in time to have some on the market and available before election day.
You definitely got to have the alcohol during all that.
Yeah. I told you this lady goes to vote and wins $2 million. Happens. And this happened right down across the border. South of the border, as we say, down in South Carolina. A woman won $2 million in a lottery jackpot on her way home from voting. She is still unidentified. She stopped at a convenience store to pick up a Mega Millions ticket after feeling spunky after she voted. She was shocked to discover she was the big winner in the Mega Millions jackpot. Yeah, she has not decided how she is going to spend her $2 million yet.
Dale, I can't tell you how many times I say, why can't that be me? And then I'm like, Annie, you have to play to even win.
You don't play, you don't win, Annie.
I know.
That's why you're not winning, by the way.
Thanks, Dale.
You're welcome. Well, we talked yesterday briefly about the porch pirates in the Next Door News.
Just in time for Halloween.
Well, evidently, they're stepping up their game. They're now carjacking Amazon delivery drivers.
Oh, no.
You know, these trucks are everywhere. Distribution center, one of them, is very close to the radio station. And sometimes when I leave the office, there's a whole fleet of these trucks. There'll be 10 or 12 sitting at the light ready to go out to deliver packages. Well, one of those drivers was carjacked yesterday in Colorado. Suspect approached the driver before threatening him with a weapon. He then drove the van to his accomplice, where they met in a parking lot and transferred all the packages from the Amazon vehicle into a pickup truck. The thieves fled in a Ford F-150. Cops have still not caught them and are trying to identify them, although it may be tough because the driver was panicked and didn't get a good description, and there's no camera footage anywhere of them.
This is how those liquidation centers get stocked.
Exactly. Oh, we got some great deals, man. We did an install down here, and we didn't need this stuff, and I can't bring this back. My boss will kill me. Translation, I stole this stuff, and I got to get rid of it now. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Poor Man's Poetry Time. Before I get to tomorrow morning, Chase will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, at some point, we're going to start at this time tomorrow morning. All three of us will end up reading the Vincent Price portion of Thriller and see who does the best job. So I need you to rehearse, Annie. I need you to be ready to deliver a thrilling, scary, frightening performance tomorrow morning for us as we close in on Halloween.
Can I just break out in song? This is Thriller.
Well, maybe today you can do that. Let's go ahead. Since he's not here to bother you, well, maybe you can do that today.
Yeah, he does mess with my creative flow. So
yeah, he does. He messes with your mojo. All right, music, please. A little Bill Weed, a little theme. Today's Poor Man Poetry. It's a scary one today. These are the lyrics to Thriller. It's close to midnight, and something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but horror takes the sound before you make it. You start to freeze. As horror looks you between the eyes, you're paralyzed. Because this is Thriller, and no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. You know it's Thriller, Thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight. Oh, you hear the door slam and realize there's nowhere left to run. You feel a cold hand and wonder if you'll ever see the sun. You close your eyes and hope that this is just imagination. Girl, but it's all the while you hear the creature creeping up behind. You're out of time, because this is Thriller. There ain't no second chance against the thing with the 40 eyes, girl. Thriller.
This is Thriller.
See? I told you that, Eugene. You're fighting for your life inside a killer thriller tonight. Night creatures call, and the dead start to walk in their masquerade. There's no escaping the jaws of the alien this time. They're open wide. This is the end of your life. Oh! They're out to get you. There's demons closing in on every side. They will possess you unless you change that number on your dial.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a pretty scary one. Right. We'll give her a chance to sing some more Thriller later. That was just a little taste of what she's capable of. Babs. It's about that time, 6:53. By the way, I saw where Stephanie lost one of her cats out there at the farm. She got two cats named Willie and Waylon. And Willie has disappeared. I don't know if they found him or not. Sometimes they're listening out the barn in the morning when they're working. I hope you found Willie.
Willie probably got into too much catnip.
Willie's a gray tabby. All right, good vibe time. You want me to go first today? I'm going to go first today.
Go ahead.
This guy over in the UK, this is a great story. He was drawing at a place, and somebody saw what he was drawing, and they liked it. He was drawing a picture of a dog that was there where he was located, and he's self-admittedly, he's not much of an artist, but he kind of likes to doodle. Okay. You're a doodler.
So bad. I'm doing it right now. I got to stop.
So he does this, and the guy says, I want to buy that little drawing you just did. So the guy bought the drawing, and the word started to spread about this guy. And now he's got an order of 1,000 drawings of pets that people want him to do. And instead of paying him, he's asking people to donate to this End the Homeless project. And so far, through these bad drawings, he's raised $28,000.
Wow. You think his hand hurts? Probably going to get carpal tunnel.
Might. I don't know, but good for him.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Actually, my cousin shared a story, and I think she knows the family of this person. They're from Florida, though. A 12-year-old. His name's Zechariah, and he's run just like under 700 miles since January of 2019. So like the past 2 years, he's been doing this. He's raised more than $200,000 for law enforcement officers and firefighters. He has his own nonprofit called Running for Heroes. And so he runs for first responders to raise money. And so I just think that's so cool that kid is a 12-year-old of all things. You know, normally they're selfish and don't care about anybody. And here he is donating a lot of his free time to run miles for you know, law enforcement and stuff. So kudos to him.
I love good kid stories. And that, Annie, is a good kid story. I can see what's up. It's a 90s bottle up. Get them on. It's a 90s bottle up. Get them on. Now the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I was 82 pounds in kindergarten. In kindergarten.
You guys want to play Batman?
I loved Batman. I remember Halloween, I could not wait to be Batman. So my mom brought me to the store, like, yeah, Batman, down that aisle. And you know, those outfits are onesies. So I'm trying to put on the onesie, but I can't get around the midsection. My mom's like, suck it in, suck it in. Are you eating when I'm not looking at you? What are you, how are you getting so fat? So I get the outfit on, and I'm so tight around the belly that the ears of Batman only came up to, like, just behind my head. I couldn't get it up. Ugh. I walked into kindergarten with such pride. Batman!
You're Batman!
Shut up!
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:11 now. Foggy, watch out. If you haven't been outside yet, it's foggy. Stay that way for a while, too. Actually, there's an advisory on this, particularly if you're going to be traveling up I-77. I know a lot of you do. All right. Worst horror movies ever. We're discussing at 7:25. Man, have I got some contributions for this. I have been drugged to some of the worst garbage ever. You know, when somebody says, hey, come with me to the movie, come with me to... Okay, I'll go. And then you're just so sorry that you said you would do it.
Right.
And I don't like horror movies to begin with. I watch a couple during this time of the year just because...
It tis the season.
Yes. And there are only a handful of them that I think are good. And the only reason, by the way, that I think those are good is because I can appreciate what went into making the movie.
Right.
So it's not that... Never mind. I got plenty to contribute as far as the worst horror movies ever. How about you? 680-WOLF. Text us. You can text that number anytime, 680-WOLF, or call whatever you want to do. Post it up on social media. I will expect, I know you like scary movies, Annie, but I will expect at least one you thought was a total.
Oh, I got it for you.
All right, coming up, we'll do that at 7:25.
93.1 The Wolf.
Your vote is your power. It's just that simple. Your vote is how you say you stand for something. Yeah.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Chase taking a couple days off. It's 7:24. Foggy, watch out. Hey, it's National First Responder Day. Happy First Responder Day. A salute to all you out there doing your thing. We appreciate everything you do. Talking about the best, we've already talked about the best horror movies. We're going to talk about the worst now. Mm-hmm. I could come up with quite a list of the worst horror movies that I have ever been drugged to. And I say that because I don't voluntarily go to these movies, hardly ever. Because I just don't, I don't like it. I don't care for it. I think most of them are so stupid that I don't want to see it.
I can feel the same way because, you know, there's a lot of movies. Danny won't watch a lot of things, especially if he thinks they're dumb. Something like, you know, like I Know What You Did Last Summer. He thinks, honestly, it's the stupidest movie on the sheer basis that everyone thinks it's, you know, it's so stupid that you could think that you would never be found out when they run over a dude and throw him in the water.
And a fine example of the stupid things that happen, and I'm with Danny on this, that is stupid, okay? Now, you like the movie, right?
Yeah, I think it's great. It's one of the better Halloween movies, the phone ringing in it and the creepy guy on the other end of the phone. It's good.
It's stupid. It's redone. It's over and over again. They stole all that stuff. They stole it from other movies. They stole the phone ringing and everything from other movies. And the phone is a very effective tool in horror movies. It can be very effective. One of the techniques that's been used in these horror movies over and over and over again is someone calling somebody in a house, and the cops are tracing the call, and the call's coming from inside the house.
Right, and it's always...
Yeah. So, what's wrong with these people? They all have upper respiratory problems.
Everybody's hard to breathe.
Buddy, can I get you some Primatene Mist? What's going on with you? Hit your inhaler one time for me, pal. I can't understand what you're going to kill me. What? You're in the house? Is that what you're saying?
Anyways, I Know What You Did Last Summer is good. Whether they ran over the guy, threw his body in the water, and thought nobody would find out, and they did, you know, it's cool.
Terrible, it's so stupid, and I'll tell you another one. What was even more stupid is making a second one. I still know what you did last summer.
I love the name, though. I still know what you did.
It's the worst garbage ever. I think, wasn't Jack Black in one of those?
Maybe. I can't remember. It's been a long time.
All I can remember is Jack Black saying to somebody there was a boat involved and he had to go from this one area over to this mainland. And he goes, what do you say? We get in the boat, head over to the mainland and get jiggy with it. That was the only funny part in the whole movie. The rest of it was completely stupid. On my list, let me tell you, there's a movie called Fear.com. Did anybody see it?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, again, how it is when somebody goes, hey, go to the movie with me. You say, okay, I'll go to the movie with you. Sure, we'll go. Let's have. So I agreed to go to this thing. And you're like 5 minutes in. You're like, how did I get in here? How did I get stuck in this thing? This thing is so bad. I'm going to play you a short trailer for the video version of this. And you will be able to tell from the trailer how horrible this thing is, having never even seen the movie. All right?
Just I'm excited.
The power that can find you.
I'm coming for you.
Seduce you.
The one thing that all the victims have in common is the fear of sight.
And scare you.
Don't you want to play with me?
To death. Ah! Fear.com, the last site you'll ever see.
Playing on the internet too much, right?
Look for it on DVD and video.
I got a better one for you. Fear.com. You go to it, okay? And all you hear is a dial-up thing.
Man, I got to tell you, that I couldn't believe how it seemed like it was 5 hours long. I couldn't wait to get out. A better horror movie would have been a movie about people trapped in the theater having to watch Fear.com. Terrible. How about you? You can text us anytime at 680-WOLF.
Yeah.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:34, worst horror movies ever. I know it's a long list. Most of you could come up with a big, long one. There are many reasons that make horror movies terrible. What happens in the movies, the premise of the movies, the bad acting, the inability of anyone in the movie to even act to begin with. This is a common problem.
Yeah. I think my favorite part about a bad movie is being able to guess what's about to happen. Like, oh, someone's going to pop up over there. Like, they just set it up and you're just like, you know what it's going to happen.
You're predicting the jump scares.
Yeah. And I can appreciate a good bad movie. I really can.
Yeah, well, a lot of people can. Your comments, text us at 680-WOLF, post them up on social.
So Jerry texted in a minute ago. He goes, the Blair Witch Project, which after watching that a couple years ago, I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, right there with you.
It is terrible, but here's the thing I liked about it. I love the way they set it up. It was the first movie to really use the internet as a marketing tool. They made that seem so real that that the possibility that that could actually happen. Of course, when you see it, you're going, how ridiculous is this thing? It's horrible. But the marketing of it was genius.
Definitely. And a couple off Facebook here. Amy Sykes said Halloween, which I'm like, wow.
Amy?
Yeah, I know. Everybody's got their opinion, Dale. Thomas Foster said Troll 2. Never heard of it. Googled it. All I needed was one quick Google search. Looked at the images, and I was like, oh, that was a bomb, and I can tell you that.
All I need to hear is Troll, and even worse, Troll 2.
Yeah, right. And then Kate Bennett said Chucky, which I like the Chucky movies.
What are you talking about? How could you possibly like that garbage? The first one was one of the worst ever. And you get to like 10 and it's like, are you kidding me? Who's green lighting this crap?
Right. That's very true. I always wonder that. But they're kind of funny to me. I kind of like the backstory on it and the character banter. But it makes me think about it. I always said, who could not beat the butt on that little tiny doll? How is he killing all these people?
I would drop kick that thing.
I know, into the next century, right? Literally, punch you in the face, you'd be dead. But it makes me think about my, like, I just hate him, okay? The Leprechaun movies. He's gross looking, they're dumb, he's stupid. I would give him the boot back over the rainbow into the pot of gold there, okay? It's stupid.
Yeah, that thing, I don't know. Again, they made more than one of those.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I swear to you,
I do not understand it. With all this in mind, I have a little list here that is going to be helpful to you, because one of the things that make horror movies bad are the stupid things that happen in horror movies. And if you watch a lot of them, one of the reasons you probably watch them is to sort of catch these things.
Yeah.
All right? So here's a little list for you. Surviving a horror movie, 10 rules. Number one, don't ever investigate or say, you'll be right back. Because you won't. Just stop.
Don't go in there.
Number two, turn around because it's always behind you.
Yeah, always.
Look back there. It's there. Never watch a horror movie when you're in one. If it looks eerily familiar and that seems like you, turn it off.
Yeah.
Make sure your car is in perfect working order.
Always gas the tank. Don't ever take the hoopty out to the middle of the woods.
You get in there, you can't find the keys, you're fumbling around, you drop the keys on the floor, you finally get the keys in, and fix your car.
This is what I always think about my push to start. I'm like, thank God, because if they sneak up on me, it's hands free. I'm hitting the button, we're out.
Don't ever pair off and split up.
No.
Stay together.
Hey, strength in numbers.
I'm going to go check the basement. You check the graveyard. Don't do that. When you find yourself living in a haunted house, move out of the house.
Immediately.
Get gone. Wear comfortable shoes. You're going to need them because you're going to be running. And remember, it doesn't matter how fast you're running and that the creature or murderer is just ambling along, they will run you down.
Yeah, especially if you trip. They're definitely going to catch up.
And you're going to trip.
Yeah.
Avoid proms and all other high school parties. Any situation like that means you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're going to be hacked to death. You're going to be axe murdered. Stop doing it.
As a high schooler, do not go on trips to the woods. Don't go stay in cabins. None of it.
Don't get out a Ouija board for any reason. Always assume your attacker is still alive. If you've killed the monster or the attacker, he's probably not dead.
And don't hang around to find out. Get out of there.
Don't turn your back and sit down exhausted thinking, whew, man, I'm glad that's over. Because it ain't over. Finally, keep your pants on. Anytime you're getting busy, anytime you're doing things like that, you're going to get attacked by the murderer.
It's never the right time for it, I
no,
promise.
No, it's not. Keep your pants on, people. Hope these rules help. Happy Halloween to you. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Chase taking a few days off. That was Cole Swindell. And hope you get lonely tonight. Hope you're ready for Halloween. Hope you got all your candy. Today is Wednesday. Halloween is Saturday.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Pittsboro, North Carolina. Population 4,058.
Salute!
93.1 The Wolf with more new country for Asheboro, Greensboro, and you next.
Music brought to you by Burlington Stores.
New country, 93.1 The Wolf, Parmalee and Blanco Brown, just the way, 7:55, time to party.
'Cause it's birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating today. You share your birthday with Joaquin Phoenix, who's 46. Brad Paisley is 48. Julia Roberts, 53. Caitlyn / Bruce Jenner is 71. Bill Gates is 65. Still cannot believe that Bruce Jenner is older than Bill Gates.
Do you just have an image of him being younger for some reason?
Yeah, just a little bit. Like, I just, even the few, 7 years here, I just thought it would be more. I don't know. Okay. And then lastly, Justin Guarini is 42, and if you don't know him, he was a runner-up on American Idol. But I just found out yesterday, he is Little Sweet from the Diet Dr. Pepper commercials, which I am obsessed with. I love it. The sweet one. The sweet one. So I think that's just great that it's him. I never knew that. Some local birthdays for you. Cindy Tripkin of Clemens. She's actually one of my old teachers. Happy birthday, Miss Tripkin. Richard Budd from Winston-Salem. Jordan Browning of Oak Ridge, Lauren Harvey of Greensboro, and Edward Williams of Kernersville. Happy birthday, you guys. Get your special day in now. Just head over to our website, 931wolfcountry.com, so we can shout you out. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
New country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with The Wolf Show. There's Easton Corbin. It's 8:06, time to head to the land of law and order. Nimrod News Time, and we are not seeing the work of a master criminal here. Saturday night, two guys broke into a restaurant over in England. One of them stole some stuff and ran off. The other one, he did something totally different. The next morning, the owner got to the restaurant and heard noises coming from a bathroom. That can mean several things, frankly.
Right.
One of them indicates there's no way I'm going to use that bathroom, but that's a whole different thing. When he went in to check out the noises, he realized there had been a break-in because he saw the thief sleeping on the bathroom floor.
Ooh.
And he had a mop bucket with him, filled with booze and a half-eaten cheesecake. He decided, to go into the restroom, eat some of that cheesecake. It looked delicious. Straight up cheesecake, by the way. No flavor. Classic cheesecake. He chowed down on that. I guess he got full and fell asleep.
Nice.
The owner called the cops. They came and arrested the guy. The cops believe, shockingly, that the guy may have been on drugs.
Really?
Not sure at the time because they had no way to test him, but they're pretty sure that he had ingested some kind of drug, which is what made him think taking a nap in the middle of a break-in was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got to rest. I can't pull this off without some sleep.
Grab a bucket and a mop.
Hey, there was nothing else to put his loot in, but the mop bucket was there, so he just threw the stuff in there. Now the cops are searching for the thief who didn't fall asleep. He got away and avoided security cameras, so there's no video footage. Looks like he got away clean.
Yeah, clean, as in no drugs, which is why the videos didn't catch him.
Probably got away with a pepper grinder and the missing mop from the bucket. First Responder Friday is coming back. We kind of took a break there because everybody was all scattered out. We were all of us were at home for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then I came back into the station. We're still apart. I've Annie up on a screen over here on the right. I'm all alone here at the station. And Chase, when he's here, he's going to be back tomorrow. He's also on a screen over here back at his place.
God.
Yeah. I know
you blocked him from my computer.
I know you've enjoyed the 3 days without him, but he's coming back tomorrow. Be warned. Might be wearing a Halloween costume, knowing him. You know, he loves Halloween. He might be dressed up.
If he's dressed up, I'm sure it'll be in his Harry Potter outfit.
Probably be carrying the wand, waving it around.
Yeah.
How's Gandalf and Bilbo? Who am I going to go ask? Gandalf or Bilbo?
I'm cringing.
Hey, First Responder Friday is returning, and today is National First Responder Day. First of all, hats off to all you first responders. You know, we work with a lot of these guys on different stuff. You know, our cop friends, our firefighter friends, our EMT friends, our doctor and nurse friends. Whatever you're doing out there, if you're on that front line, you're a first responder. Thank you for what you do. Now, you can be saluted in a couple of ways. Number one, First Responder Friday. Nominate somebody now at the website at 931wolfcountry.com. And while you're there, sign up to be a Parks Hero. Could win $5,000.
Whew. How much was that again, Dale?
$5,000.
Wow. For anybody, that's making a huge difference right here in our backyards.
Thanks to our pals at Parks Chevrolet doing it over there. That's why they've been around for like 100 years doing stuff like that. Find out more about that at the website, too, at 931wolfcountry.com.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
As a homeowner, it's inevitable that at some point you're going to face issues with your foundation.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
One more day of this, and Chase will be back and can take it over again. This is some things that Chase thought everybody should know while he was gone. Okay. So TexWipe is a global manufacturer of contamination control supplies, and they're based out of Kernersville. They have been for years and years and years, and they're finally expanding, and they're going to move to Surry County. That's right, Mount Airy. The company is looking to locate a manufacturing facility out there and bring 33 new jobs.
Woo, Granite City, look out. Here they come. My goodness.
And they're profiting pretty well.
What a time for them, right? They've been in this business for years, yeah. And now they're so needed.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing a lot of that. They have like a lot of the kind of high-tech, high-profile cleaning supplies. So that it's going to be good for them, definitely. If you've noticed a glowing purple hue in Greensboro, you're not alone. Organizers of the Sherry Denise Jackson Foundation, they're shining a light and showing support for victims of domestic violence. It's, of course, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I try to say it. I could always remember the acronym, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see something, say something. And, of course, if you are a victim of domestic violence, you can reach out to the foundation or contact your local police department. Fans of Dunkin' Donuts, rejoice, because not only are we getting a Starbucks in Kernersville, there's a Dunkin' Donuts now, too.
Are you still celebrating that?
Oh, absolutely. Until the day they open, I'll continue to celebrate that, Dale. But for now, I'm celebrating the opening of Dunkin' Donuts. That's right. It's coming to 66 on Quality on in Kernersville. It's attached to the Quality Mart right there on Clayton Forest, or if you know locations, it's the Quality Mart beside of Dario.
Well, believe me, I know that location. I'm going to tell you that right now. I cut in that when I go to Dario, I cut in the little street there between the Quality Mart and the Dario and go to that little road. That's how I get in there, man.
So right there on the end of that Quality Mart, they have built into the drive-through a Dunkin' Donuts. So yay. And the first 50 guests in line of the drive-through tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., you get free coffee for a year.
So I can get conceivably a two-dog combo at Dario, then go right across the road for dessert for donuts.
Right, and you make sure you get some of those blueberry ones because I think that's the best one they have.
I got to sketch out a plan right now.
All right, Wells Fargo is holding a town hall tomorrow. They're going to, and they have more than 27,000 people employed in and around the Charlotte area here. And the company is expected to announce some major layoffs, and it's kind of sad in a big way. You know, a lot of people are employed by them, and they're the second biggest employer in Charlotte, too. So that's crazy to see how many people they might lay off tomorrow. But they are going to help their employees with severance pay and future job placements. So there's a little light at the end of the tunnel there.
And this time of year is when these things usually happen. Sometime between Halloween and Thanksgiving is when these hammers fall.
Right. Yeah. And your fun fact for today, let's pick it up a little bit because that was some sad news, okay? So when Titanic was getting filmed, James Cameron and about 50 of the cast and crew members were hospitalized because someone spiked their lobster chowder with a PCP.
Oh, my gosh.
And guess what? The person who did it was never caught.
Ooh, that's a mystery. It's an unsolved mystery. That needs to be on Unsolved Mysteries. It really does. I'd like to know who did that. Also, in case you didn't know, James Cameron didn't even want to do Titanic.
He just did it so he could see the dang boat.
Yeah, he did it because he knew that, you know, okay, we'll do it if we can get some expensive sub to go down and look at the wreckage.
And maybe that's why someone spiked the chowder.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe whoever financed that little expedition.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things.
Flushing stuff. That has got to be redone.
No, it's fantastic as is.
That's a bottle of Tylenol. I'm going to be using it. It gives me a headache every time I hear it. Are we going to keep or are we going to flush? Store-bought Halloween costume.
Ooh, so I get it. People, they know how it is when your mom just threw together a homemade Halloween costume and all your buddies had the store-bought stuff, the G.I. Joes, the Batmans, the Disney princesses. But I'm here to tell you there ain't a dang thing wrong with a homemade Halloween costume. I was the flyest witch. The flyest Miss America. They don't have no Miss America costumes at the Walmart, okay? My mama made them from scratch, okay? From the thrift store pieces, made my tiara. I have always been, I was Colonel Sanders. My sister was the chicken. You see how this is working, right? Okay, so you can get way more creative. You can fit to form your own outfit. You don't have to worry about conforming to the store-bought sizes. You can be whatever you want to be when it's a homemade Halloween costume. And it's made with love, and it's made to fit your bod.
You're going to need a ladder to get down off this soapbox you're on. It's like going down the Coat of Many Colors Road. Oh, and my mama made... Let me tell you something. When I found out you could buy a costume without and not have to wear a homemade one, I was like, yeah! Let's go! And we'd go to Rose's.
Yeah,
because that was the only store in town. We go to Rose's, and you could be Batman or you could be Superman or whatever you wanted to be. You didn't have to be. So I remember the first thing I was that was bought at a store was a skeleton. We pulled up to someone's house to go trick-or-treating. My sister turned away. I put the mask on. She turned back to me. She started screaming, wrecked the whole night because she was so scared.
Of your skeleton costume?
Of my skeleton mask. And then the next year, I was able to be Batman. I love Batman.
So I really thought that we were talking about like way back in the day when you wore like potato sacks and stuff. You mean when every kid went as a farmer? Yeah, right. Exactly. I thought that was your heyday. Heyday, farmer. You like that?
You're so funny.
Anyways, I think I'm right. We're gonna flush the store bots,
no,
but
we're not.
We have a very live. I'm talking about breathing right down my neck, right here, right now. Live opinion from Jackie on this. So Jackie, homemade Halloween costumes or store bought? Are we flushing the store bought?
What? Speak up. She can get right down on that microphone.
Do you want to know why we're going to flush those store bought?
Why are we going to do it?
Because homemade is where it's at, honey. Because I've made the best Slash from Guns N' Roses, piece by piece. Little Annie right here made the best homemade guitar I've ever seen in my life. You got to do the homemade. That's where it's at. Let's flush the store bought costumes.
Flush them.
All right. There they go. Don't worry, guys. I didn't flush them all. I'm just trying to placate them. You still want to be Superman or Batman with a store-bought costume? They'll still be there.
I was a boat stinker.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Chase taking a couple days off. Tomorrow, we're going to step up the scary, tweaking up the terror as we get closer to Halloween. The scariest thing tomorrow is Chase is coming back.
yes.
He may or may not be in costume. We'll find out. So tomorrow, at some point, we'll start early. Each of us at some point are going to read the Vincent Price portion of Thriller and see who does the best job. And if you'd like to do it, we'd like to hear you do it. Jump into DMs and say, I want to participate. We'll reach out to you. And you can do it, too.
Because this is Thriller night. I don't know any of the words to the song besides Thriller.
That's why when I read it earlier, you were saying, is that the words? Because you don't even know the words to Thriller. it's like, really that's pitiful. All you, the only part you know is, because this is Thriller.
It's Thriller.
Part
you know. Yeah, I'll sing that over and over again if you want me to.
No, all I can say is, New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 8:57. Now all the news that is news from the neighborhood. Next door news time. Annie, what do you have for us today?
So, coming from the land of decorated yards, porches, trees, all around it, in my neighborhood, right here in Kernersville, we are gearing up for Halloween. And that's right. The Rona ain't stopping us from raking in all the free candy this week.
I hear you.
Halloween talk is all a buzz on my Nextdoor app. Who's going trick-or-treating? What's going to happen? Where's all the good spots? Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we have some killer projections of Halloween around here where things are not what they seem. And so we've all seen the run-of-the-mill Halloween decor, right?
Yeah, you know, the lazy way out, you mean?
Right. Like, well, you know, just in general, you've seen it all. The ghosts swinging from the trees, the webs with the little plastic spiders that adorn the light posts and the mailboxes and front doors. And then you have those people that do the sweet and fun decorations for Halloween, the pumpkins and the cute ghosts and Charlie Brown. And then there are the neighbors who love the horror and the fright and the mayhem of Halloween. I have some neighbors right across the street. They've got all the scary stuff out front.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a neighbor okay, so Rhonda, she's one of my neighbors. She lives right off of Sedge Garden Road, so we're not far from each other. And I have to warn you about Rhonda here. She's a frequent neighborhood flyer on the Nextdoor app. Like, she's a complainer. She posts a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's one of those. Well, she drove past her neighbor's house the other evening, and these neighbors are new to the hood. They just moved in a couple weeks ago. And Rhonda says they haven't been decorating or have any kind of things up all month long. So she was driving past her house the other night, and she saw some flashing lights in the windows. Didn't think much of it. Thought maybe they'd put some strobe lights up. They're finally decorating, getting in that spirit. Thank God, because they've been so boring. Well, Rhonda went on her nightly evening walk, you know, and She was terrified what she witnessed. Hmm. Right in front of the window of the new neighbor's house, she saw a real-life horror movie. In the front window of the house, she saw a woman scream and run. And then she appeared again, like she was begging, trying to get out of the house. And then a man with a knife snuck up from behind and started chasing her and attacking her. And Rhonda done took off.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.